This is Africa Tech Kin with Danny That Guy. Logging into biggest tech stories in Zimbabwe, Africa, and the world, right here on ZFM Stereo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo, your weekly tech plug for technology, context, understanding the world of digital all around us, as well as the opportunity that's available for you here on ZFM Stereo. My name is Danny That Guy. I'll be your guide through the complicated world, sometimes complicated world that is technology. We have a big show today, and we're happy to welcome a brand new sponsor to the show, Samsung. Stick around closer to the end of the show as we'll let you know a little bit more about that. But let's start off by talking about some of the big tech news stories that happened in Zimbabwe this past week and in the globe. Now, last week I told you I was going to be present at the National Cybersecurity Expo, and a lot of things came out from that one. So we're going to be paying a lot of attention to Zimbabwe and cybersecurity from last week. But that's not all. There was talk about nominations for strategic roles in SADC, partnerships with Russian companies. There's a lot to unpack, a lot to discuss when it comes to cybersecurity. But that's not all. Also on the show, there's a lot more news. Hey, this past week was the 22nd ZANU-PF National People's Conference. And believe it or not, there was some news for technology that came out from that conference. We're going to unpack that one and we'll tread carefully, I promise. It could mean a big change for the way we use our money in the country. But that's not all. There's other conferences happening. It seems to be conference season. The Minister of ICT was in Zambia, or currently is still in Zambia, actually, for another conference. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the announcements that are coming through from the Computer Society of Zimbabwe. And there's also fascinating local stories. Remember when we spoke about Harare technology that was being implemented to be able to catch motorists doing the wrong thing on the road? Well, it seems Harare motorists have caught on and are hiding number plates. Tech versus humans. Once again, we're going to be examining that. And from the global world of technology, yesterday was a dark day. Literally, the entire internet, or what seemed like the entire internet, went down because of AWS or Amazon Web Services. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So look, it's only 20-25 minutes of a show, a lot to get through, but of course we have to get through it. So let's not spend too much time with any more preamble. Let's get straight into it. As always, we want to hear from you, so please get in touch with us on the show. Send your hot takes, your questions, your opinions to the WhatsApp number 0772-168-045. Or you can use your social media platform. Please use the hashtag Africa Tech Kin on whatever platform you would like to use, because we call it a kin, a family, and technology is what connects us. Let's get straight into our main story. Last week, all eyes were on the National Cybersecurity Conference, where we were present. I was present. In fact, I had the privilege of emceeing that conference. And several major announcements and discussions, very important discussions, came out from that conference. We're going to focus on two things. And you know what? I'm saving some of the footage. We'll discuss it in subsequent editions of the show. But two very important speeches that I really want us to focus on. The first one is coming through from the POTRAS Director General, Dr. Gift Machengete, who gave a key presentation at this National Cybersecurity Conference, and he had some great conversations. He spoke about the importance of cybersecurity in this AI age, and he even made some announcements. He mentioned how SADC has nominated Zimbabwe to become a regional training hub for data protection. That's a big deal. We already have our Data Protection Act here in Zimbabwe, and POTRAS is the official data protection authority. So the fact that SADC is paying attention to Zimbabwe as a regional training hub for data protection, well, it shows us that we are doing something, and it seems we're doing something right. Take a listen to what Dr. Machengete had to say, the Director General of POTRAS, the Post Office and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe.
Our data protection authority has been recognized by SADC, and SADC has actually written a proposal to ask us to come up with an institution where we can actually train other SADC DPOs in Zimbabwe. This is despite the fact that the Zimbabwe Data Protection Act came into effect only recently after others had already started.
That was Dr. Gift Machengete, the Director General of Potras, speaking live from the National Cybersecurity Conference that was held last week. A very important discussion that was had, and he revealed this situation about SADC being nominated to be a regional training hub for data protection. It's a new industry. There's so many opportunities available. We heard from several data protection officers at this cybersecurity conference. We had a live demonstration of people hacking into our devices with some warnings coming through from Potras as well. But the idea that we will be training and certifying here in Zimbabwe means it's an opportunity. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? A regional training hub of Zimbabweans training people on cybersecurity. That's basically a new industry being created here in our country. Well, we're going to be discussing how you get accredited for this, how it's going to be rolled out, and all of that. But that wasn't the only news coming through from the cybersecurity conference last week as well. We actually heard from the Minister of ICT, Postal and Career Services, none other than the Honorable Tatenda Mavetera. And she also had a speech that had people on the edge of their seats. She started off by asking people, what is it that you know about cybersecurity? What's the purpose of us being at this conference? And we had some great responses there. And then she also mentioned the important cybersecurity pact that we have signed with a Russian company. It looks like Zimbabwe and Russia are very close together. Memorandum of understanding with this Russian firm called Cyberus Technology that has promised to train 10,000 Zimbabwean specialists in cybersecurity. 10,000 people being trained. That's a big number. Take a listen to what the Honorable Minister Tatenda Mavetera had to say at the National Cybersecurity Conference.
We also have got, number four, the Cyber Zim Training Program. This initiative continues to equip thousands of young Zimbabweans with practical cybersecurity skills through partnerships with Cyberus, Comib, and Red Zone Digital. That's why you see we have got our friends who are here today to sign another extended MOU on the work that they are doing. Over 3,000 participants have already benefited, with a national target of 10,000 trainees, empowering youth to become the next generation of cyber defenders.
Big moves coming through from Zimbabwe in the realm of national cybersecurity. And the minister was on a high. She was coming straight off of the approval from cabinet of the National Artificial Intelligence Strategy. We spoke about it last week in our show, and a lot of people have been analyzing and breaking it down this week. I spoke to the ministry and said, listen, we would love to get some representatives from the ministry to really break down what this National Artificial Intelligence Strategy means for Zimbabweans. And they're keen to come through. So we look forward to having them on the show in the coming weeks. But yes, this discussion here about the need for unity and the need for all of us to work together, not just in Zimbabwe, but to have these international partners as well. There were several other important discussions, including from the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union representative for Southern Africa, who was also present. We'll be discussing some of those in future shows. But clearly a lot of conversations about cybersecurity and the importance of having those conversations. So much opportunity. Remember, we may potentially become a regional training hub for cybersecurity as nominated by SADC. It allows us to grow our own basically capacity and our knowledge here in the country, but also provide opportunities for this new, basically new industry in the region. What about the 10,000 young Zimbabweans who are going to be trained by Russia for cybersecurity? Again, potential career paths, more opportunities, and a lot of trained specialists who are going to have different places that they're going to be allocated to really build the level of cybersecurity in the country. It's a big conversation, Kin. This is a huge situation. Cybersecurity is something that we're probably going to be talking about every other episode of the Africa Tech Kin. So it's good that we're having these conversations now. I'm going to make sure that I'm right in the middle of all of them so I can also put forward that information over to you. Quick question that I think you might find interesting. How do you feel about this partnership with Russia? Or being nominated by SADC. What are your thoughts? I'm not leading anything, just want to hear your thoughts. 0772-168-045. Or of course, use our social media platforms, hashtag AfricaTechKin, ZFM Stereo on everything. Drop it in the comments if you're seeing this on social media. Let's move on. We mentioned that was not the only conference that happened last week. There's several others that are happening. Let's start off with the ZANU-PF National People's Conference that happened last week. It was out in Mutare. We had several representatives from ZFM Stereo there. And normally at the end of the conference, they put forward the resolutions that the party, and it is the ruling party, so essentially the party that's in charge of the government, the resolutions that they've put forward. And with the help of other tech journalists, notably TechZim, where I noticed a breakdown of some of the really tech-specific resolutions that came through from this long list of resolutions out of the ZANU-PF National People's Conference. And I thought, listen, let's take a look at them. This is not official policy. Let's state that right from the get-go. It's not official policy, but considering this is the ruling party, could it be an indication of what we can expect in the coming years? I think it's very likely that that's possible. So the big one, I think, is the resolution that was passed for the removal, or calling for the removal of IMTT, or the Intermediated Money Transfer Tax. That's Thuli Ncube's introduction of that 2% tax that many people are paying for every single transaction, from microtransactions to much larger transactions. That's a big one. I don't think too many people are going to complain about that one. It's been one of the, probably the single biggest complaint for everyone in fintech space, for people who are even just regularly making payments, ordinary users. It adds a significant cost to every single mobile money transfer, to every single transaction. 2% adds up because the entire chain has 2%, 2%, 2%, 2% all the way until it gets to the consumer. So removing this IMTT could be a big game changer. It could unlock a few different things. It could unlock a wave of microtransactions. It could make people more comfortable with using digital means rather than cash to be able to do their transactions. So it's going to be very interesting to see if this resolution is actually going to be passed into policy and what is going to come up out of it. But don't celebrate too quickly, because another resolution that was passed at the ZANU-PF National People's Conference was the resolution to make ZiG the only single local monocurrency. Obviously, that has huge implications. So many of us are now used to using foreign currency, US dollars in some parts of the country, rands, to be able to do all our transactions. But yeah, it seems that at the conference, there was a lot of emphasis on strengthening and focusing on bringing in ZiG, or Zimbabwe Gold, as the official currency of Zimbabwe. Two interesting things that I thought were very pertinent coming through from a technology perspective, and what they may mean for fintech from the ZANU-PF conference. Let's move on to another summit that's currently happening in Zambia. This is the Computer Society of Zimbabwe, which has teamed up with the equivalent body out in Zambia to make a joint conference that's happening out in Zambia. The Minister of ICT, Postal and Courier Services, Tatenda Mavetera, is also out there in Zambia. And she's also been speaking about some of the different things that the country is doing. For example, she mentioned how Zimbabwe has deployed over 70,000 kilometers of fiber optic cable nationwide. I don't think we've seen that figure before, so this is probably an announcement. You may correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like this is the first time we're seeing that 70,000 kilometers of fiber optic cable have been deployed nationwide. And then, of course, I think we saw from our POTRAS sectoral report that we've got over 400 5G base stations that are active in the country. Clearly, a lot of investment is going into the various digital and technological advancements of the country. So the story is, the backbone is there. If we've got 70,000 kilometers of fiber optic cable, we can have really fast internet in the country. All that's left is what they call the last mile, just getting that from the fiber to your home. And I think we'll see it in the reduction of cost of internet as time goes forward. The Computer Society of Zimbabwe summit is happening as we speak, so I'll be looking forward to some of the different news that comes from there. And in subsequent episodes of this show, we'll be able to take a look at what the story is with computers and Zimbabwe. Okay, shall we take a quick break at this point? And then when we come back, we shall continue with some tech news. This is the Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. I'm your host, Danny That Guy. What a privilege it is to be with you. Please use the hashtag Africa Tech Kin if you would like to contribute to this show, or you can message the studio directly, 0772-168-045. My name is Danny That Guy. We will be back straight after this break.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Number one for hits.
Let's do it.
I got my head out the sunroof. I bite my tongue, it's bad.
Let's make some bad decisions.
Ain't it crazy what I can do?
Easy lover.
You won't break my soul.
More hits than anyone else.
Heard on the world's biggest radio stations.
utilizing cutting-edge production techniques, construct and create your sound.
The hottest hits.
This is
where hit music lives.
Welcome back to the Africa Tech Kin right here on ZFM Stereo. My name is Danny That Guy. I'm your host and your guide through the complicated world of technology. And we're discussing the tech news that has come out this week in Zimbabwe. And we're also going to take a look at some global news as well. Here's a very interesting and somewhat humorous story, but that could potentially be dangerous, that I saw come out this week in a local newspaper. And the story is about the use of technology and avoiding perhaps being caught when you're doing some questionable things when technology has been implemented. Now, you may recall several weeks ago, we spoke on the show about Harare implementing some high-tech solutions to be able to catch traffic infringements within Harare. Well, it seems in the real world, citizens are finding loopholes and ways to get around it. This week, we saw in a local newspaper the story of the classic cat and mouse game that exists between authorities and criminals, I guess. What other way is there to call them? The story is that the police are hunting motorists who commit traffic violations here in Harare. And they use, of course, these automated tools like CCTV to be able to capture the number plates of the various motorists that may be infringing on traffic regulations. However, it seems that some motorists, particularly those who are driving public transport, popularly known as kombis or mshikashika, they are covering up portions of their number plates using little pieces of paper, smearing it with mud or dirt or whatever the case is, so that they avoid being caught on these automated CCTV footage situations. This automated number plate recognition system that has been implemented then can no longer identify who is the one that has committed this traffic violation. And the police spokesperson actually came out. Paul Nyati came out and he spoke about how the police were fuming and they were going to find the ones responsible for this. A low-tech solution to beat this high-tech solution that has been put in place in Harare. Look, it's illegal, it's not right, but I have to somewhat raise my hands and say, yo, people are ingenious. They find a way around the technological solutions that we put in place. I thought that was a very interesting story. And of course, since we are a responsible technology show over here, we have to remind you that do not do that or you'll find yourself on the wrong arm of the law. National Police spokesperson Commissioner Paul Nyati, he said that police have taken note of this trend, and he noted it specifically in Bulawayo, and also not just Bulawayo but Harare as well, where kombis and other vehicles are covering or altering their number plates to avoid being captured by CCTV or law enforcement. He says the ZRP are preparing a crackdown to crack down hard on offenders, as this is a direct threat to public safety. Interesting situation that's happening there. All right, and finally, before we head on over to our fresh new sponsored segment that I'm very excited about, here's some international news that you may have come across and you may have noticed if you do a lot of work on the internet. And that's yesterday, Monday, the 20th of October, 2025. Basically, the entire internet felt broken. And the reason for this is because Amazon Web Services, or AWS, had a massive cascading outage that lasted for several hours. The story is that some of the major services that you may use on the internet, whether it's things like WhatsApp, Snapchat, Roblox, Fortnite, games, services, even automated Internet of Things devices such as beds and fridges were unable to connect to the internet and hence were unable to operate because of this outage that came through from AWS. Now, to get into the absolute details, it turned out it was a DNS resolution issue at the US East 1 data center in Virginia. So probably if you're hosting from Zimbabwe, then your service was not affected. But if you're using a service from the United States that uses the US East 1 data center as their cloud storage solution from Amazon Web Services, by the way, AWS is probably the most used, or at least one of the most used cloud computing services for most of these systems. So the fact that things went down at Amazon Web Services probably affected many of the tools that we're using. Apparently, a lot of services were down because of this. I've got a list in front of me. I'm trying to see some of the things that you may have been affected by. If you use the Adobe Creative Cloud, if you use GoDaddy, HBO Max, Hulu, Lyft, Office 365, Outlook, Pinterest, the PlayStation Network, Pokemon Go, Reddit, Roblox, Signal, Slack, Snapchat, Steam, Trello, Xbox, Zoom, all those were down courtesy of AWS yesterday. Now, this obviously led to conversations about responsible tech users and tech experts having backup cloud solutions, so not entirely relying on just one service, especially if it's a critical service. So is it overkill perhaps to have two cloud services? Maybe not, as can be shown by yesterday's outage. Okay, so that's pretty much what we have on our major news stories, and now we're excited for a new sponsor.
This is The Plug with Samsung.
And finally, we get to some very exciting news right at the end of this show. We're excited to launch a brand new segment with a brand new sponsor. We want to welcome Samsung right here to the Africa Tech Kin family. And we're going to be having a little segment called The Plug with Samsung. It's going to be your weekly plug for us to be able to review some of the different devices that are available, the latest and greatest gadgets that you can use in whatever field that you might need a new device, whether it's a smartphone, a tablet, perhaps some of the other devices. And of course, we're going to be taking a look at Samsung. Now, you know Samsung. They're one of the market leaders when it comes to mobile technology right here in Zimbabwe. And for our very first segment, we're going to be reviewing the Galaxy S25. And they sent us a review unit to take a look at. So I was able to use this review unit to check it out. And I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit of information about the Samsung Galaxy S25. First big takeaway, Samsung is serious about AI. They're not just using it as a buzzword. It's genuinely useful in the Samsung S25. They're really pushing their AI is for all message. And you feel it immediately with the S25. It's packed with features that feel very human-like. Gemini AI is integrated right into the operating system of the Samsung. If you're planning something, it's so easy to just use Gemini to organize a meetup, to organize a reminder, whatever the case is. Find a restaurant, find directions, and so on. There's a feature as well called the Now Brief. And I thought this was really interesting. The Now Brief is like a PA in your mobile phone. The idea behind the Now Brief is to put together all the crucial information that you have acquired over your phone. And let's be honest, your phone is probably the one thing that knows more about you than anything else. So it puts together all that crucial information, your tasks, appointments, messages, traffic updates, weather, direction you need to go, all of that into one simple brief at the bottom of your screen. So it's a small little thing that you can add to your day-to-day life to make life seem a little less on hard mode, as it were. But of course, when we're talking about the flagship Samsung devices, the thing that you're going to probably talk about most is the camera. The S25 has an incredible camera. Now, we're looking at the regular S25. It has a 50 megapixel wide camera. The picture quality is just amazing. Now, the real magic is not just the camera lens, but the AI that's used to ensure that you take excellent photos every time. It's called Photo Assist. If someone photobombs your perfect photo, it's so easy to just use AI to clean that person out. You circle them and the AI erases them from your photo. It's actually pretty wild if you think about it. The software doesn't stop there. There's something called the nightography feature, which allows you to take detailed shots at night. Here's some examples that you can take a look at. If you're filming in a noisy spot, the audio eraser can clean up the background noise from your videos as well. Actually, the script that I was going through that they sent me had a warning, and I can confirm that this warning is true. It says you're going to end up being the designated photographer in your friend group. Crisp, clear, incredible photos. If you get yourself the Samsung Galaxy S25, get ready to be the one who's sending pictures to everyone after every single hangout. This is, of course, a tech review show, so let's talk a little bit about the stuff under the hood. The base Samsung S25 here comes with a 6.2-inch display, a solid 4,000 milliamp hour battery, and 256 gigabytes of storage, which is plenty for all those photos and videos. It's clear, innovation is not just part of Samsung's DNA. The phone is expertly crafted. It's designed to connect seamlessly with other Samsung products as well that you might have in your home through a feature that's called SmartThings. The verdict on the Samsung Galaxy S25, it's a powerhouse, an absolute worthy contender for your feature phone that you might want to have. It makes AI practical for everyday life. If you're thinking of upgrading, you're thinking of getting yourself a new phone, check out the Samsung Galaxy S25. In a future episode, we'll talk about the even bigger upgrade, the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra. And especially with the festive season coming up, maybe you're looking at something to buy your loved ones. Samsung Galaxy S25 is an excellent way for you to give them something to do to capture all those wonderful memories that will be coming with your festive season. So if you want to experience this groundbreaking technology for yourself, all you have to do is just to visit any authorized Samsung retailer nationwide, and you can get yourself this brand new flagship device from Samsung, the Samsung Galaxy S25. We want to say thank you very much to Samsung for sponsoring this segment of the Africa Tech Kin. We're calling it The Plug with Samsung, and we look forward to reviewing more devices in future episodes. Thank you very much to Samsung for sponsoring this show. We'll be back again next week with more technology. We'll be back again next week with more news about the world of technology. Make sure you keep locked on to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station.
This is The Plug with Samsung.
And that's all the time that we have. Thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Africa Tech Kin. Big takeaways from today. A lot of things to talk about. Keep the conversation going. 0772-168045 is the WhatsApp number. You can also use our social media platforms. Use the hashtag Africa Tech Kin. You can watch the full episode, by the way, of this on YouTube. If you want to watch our live demonstration of using the Samsung, please go over to our YouTube. If you want to hear this on demand on audio, search for ZFM Stereo Current Affairs on all your favorite podcast apps. And once again, thank you very much to Samsung for sponsoring this show with that segment where we're going to be reviewing these various devices, The Plug with Samsung. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in. Stay tuned because Patience Musa is coming up next. She's had some great interviews recently. Hey, shout out to you, Patience Musa. Stick around because Current Affairs continues here on ZFM Stereo. My name's Danny That Guy. What an absolute pleasure it's been to be with you right here on ZFM Stereo. I'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Until then, bye-bye.
Tune in next time for Africa Tech Kin on ZFM Stereo, discussing all things tech.